Hey, you came. I wasn't sure you'd actually come. I mean, I'm glad you did, but you definitely didn't have to. We barely know each other. Well, yeah, we've been in the same classes for the past 4 years, but this is the first time we've really ever hung out outside of school. It's weird, isn't it? A whole month after graduation, and you're only now seeing my house. Well, my backyard. Yeah, sorry. I'd ask you to come in, but I'm a bit nervous. My parents never let me have anyone over. Specifically boys, and especially boys like you. They think you could be a bad influence on me. Don't take it personally. They're just super protective of their little girl. That's why I had to ask you to come over in the middle of the night. I knew they'd both be asleep right now, and I really need to tell you something. Sorry. I'm still a little nervous. What did you say? Sorry, I'm just trying to get my thoughts together. Oh, you like my dress? Thanks. I bought it just after graduation. I thought it went well with my glasses. My parents don't approve of it, but then again, they don't approve of anything. My daddy said it was too revealing. And yeah, maybe he's right. But you can't blame me for wanting to try something new. My mom has been picking my clothes all of my life, and she only wants me wearing clothes that are church appropriate. It's been around. Okay. Like that? I'm glad you like it. I'm still not used to wearing something like this yet. It's the first dress I own that's this tight. It's definitely the shortest thing in my closet right now. Oh, and the back looks really cute when I wear my hair up like this. But I'm getting distracted. I asked to see you for a reason. I really need to tell you something. Okay, here it is. I like you. I really like you. And it's hard for me to admit that because I've been trying to avoid these feelings all summer. Why? Because it's wrong. Girls like me aren't supposed to be attracted to guys like you. We're complete opposites, you and I. I'm a good girl. I have been all my life. I got good grades. I volunteered at animal shelters. I sang at church choir. Not to mention, I'm still a virgin. I mean, look at me. I get nervous just wearing a dress like this. But you. You're rebellious. You skip class. You constantly blast music from that used sports car of yours. You're at every party, and you're always wearing that leather jacket as if you're trying to look like your stereotype. You're everything I've been told not to be, everything my parents told me to avoid. But all that just makes me want you more. All summer, I've tried really hard to keep being good. To stay innocent, to always act like a lady, to be my mother's daughter. But every time I see you, I can't help myself. There's something about you. You make me want to do things that I shouldn't. I'm tired of being the good girl. I want to be bad. I want you to make me bad. I want you to ruin me in every sense of the word. I'm serious. I didn't wear this dress for nothing. And, well, we're being honest, I didn't just wear my hair in this ponytail to make my outfit look cute. I wore my hair like this so you could have something to grab onto later. I want you to take me and use me in a way only you could. I don't want my first time to be sweet and gentle. I want it rough. I need it rough. I can't be that innocent little girl anymore. You need to take that innocence away from me. And I want you to take it away in the roughest way possible. I want to. I just want to. Kiss you. Oh, wow. You taste so good. keep going. But before you go any farther, I'll warn you. I'm not wearing any panties. Oh shit. Your fingers. They just slid right in. Wow. Oh, I've never been this wet before. I didn't even know I could get this wet. Now, where were we? Oh yeah, I think your hand was up my dress. Rubbing my... You know, this is the first time that I've snuck someone into my room. Oh shit, my dress straps are sliding off. How embarrassing. My tits are almost completely exposed. You know, I'm not wearing a bra either. But from the way you were looking at me outside, I think you already figured that out. Stress. Aren't you gonna take off your clothes too? All I'm wearing is my hair tie in these glasses. Come on, play fair. At least take off your shirt. I'll take care of the rest. That's more like it. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll just have to do this. Oh, wow. Your cock. It's so huge. And hard. Can I put it in my mouth? I've never really given a blowjob before, and I really want to try it. Especially with a cock like yours. Yeah? Okay. Maybe just the head first.
This is amazing.
Okay. I'm gonna try to put it deeper in my throat. Are so hot. But try to stay quiet, okay? My parents are just in the other room. Wow, the faces you're making. Am I really doing that to you? Every time I lick or kiss your cock, you start to squirm, and your face, it looks so hot whenever you're about to moan. I think you make that face whenever I do this. Oh, yeah. That face right there. Oh, and the slight twitch afterwards. Oh, so fucking hot. I wonder if it happens every time. You like that, don't you? Those little moves. And do you like the way I'm looking up at you? With my little glasses. As I suck your cock. Oh, now I give it little kisses. And how I use my tongue like this every time. It's all the way inside my warm little mouth. Fuck, it's so hot. Okay. You can moan. Just don't. But just don't be too loud. I don't want to get caught. Now that I love to hear you. I love knowing that I'm doing a good job. Belongs in my mouth. Like I was made for this. I never knew blowjobs were this fun. Maybe next time I'll suck you until you finish. And then you can come on my face and all over my glasses. Oh, but tonight, you're gonna take my virginity. Like I said, I want you to be rough with me, so let me get on my back. And you can fuck my brains out. Don't hold back when you put it in. Don't treat me like some innocent good girl. I want you to fuck me like a little whore. I want you to... Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Jiggling with every thrust. Oh, my pussy clenching around you. Oh, getting wetter. Oh, it's tighter. Oh, shit. Oh, I can't even speak away anymore. Oh, go as hard as you fucking can. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Oh, fuck me however you want. You earlier that you could grab my ponytail and take me from behind, and a promise is a promise. Besides, I really want to see how it feels when you bend me over and really take charge. Here, I'll just get on all fours and face my tight little ass to you. Just like this. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Oh, this does feel different. I can feel you. I can feel you going even deeper when we're like this. No, oh, fuck. Come here. Pull it. Fucking take the reins and fuck me. Oh, oh, I don't care if my parents' secrets anymore. Just fuck me hard. Show me how bad I can be. Oh, tell me I'm your favorite dirty girl. Tell me you love using me and my tight little pussy. Oh, oh shit. Oh, I'm getting fucking water. You're sliding into me so much easier now. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm getting so close. Oh, don't stop. Fuck me right there. Fuck me right there. Every inch of my hot little cunt as you thrust it at me. I'm so fucking close. Oh shit. Are you gonna come too? You can come inside me if you want. Oh, let's come at the same time. Okay. Okay. Come inside me whenever you want. I'm ready. I'm there. Fucking shaking. Oh my god. Holy shit. Oh, that was amazing. I think my pussy is leaking. With both your cum and mine. Oh shit. I got so wet. And he pumped quite the load at me. Are all orgasms like this? Do you always come that much? Well, however much that was, it was everything I needed. Do you think my parents heard us? You know what? I don't care. They need to learn that I'm not their innocent little girl anymore. And I can't wait to be bad for you for the rest of the fucking summer.